2 Kings chapter 24. Will there be amnesty or deportations? Geographic movements are not new. The reasons that motivated them may change. But now I want to take you to today's chapter in our daily readings of the Holy Spirit's program. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiakim captive to Babylon. He also took from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mother, his wives, his officials, and the prominent people of the land. The king of Babylon also deported to Babylon the entire force of 7,000 fighting men, strong and fit for war, and 1,000 skilled workers and artisans. There's always demand for good craftsmen. We are witnessing ethnic movements all around the globe, and each country reacts in a different way, right? The truth is that the Jews were deported as divine discipline for having strayed from the straight and narrow. Today, many are waiting for amnesty. Do you know that the root of the word amnesty is amnesia? Yes, forgetting the past. A clean slate, right? That is the result of redemption through the work of Jesus on the cross. To all who believe in him, God gives us the power to be made children of God. And the good news is that he'll never remember our sins again. The judgment seat of Christ may destroy our service, but it will not be a public manifestation of our sins. He buried them deep in the sea. He deleted them from our record. Isn't that the most important amnesty? The requirement to qualify for this type of amnesty is sincere repentance and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.